Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We prepare it for Tuesday, May 6, 2008. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We're looking forward to seeing a friend's azaleas in a few minutes, but we prepared this message and I want to share it with you. The day's message is titled, The Fruit of Deception. And Brooksine is gesturing, as we need to do so each week for each day for new listeners. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. And
I just need to know who we are.
And she needs to know who we are. But we know that not only do we have a regular listeners, but others may come along and wonder, who are these people speaking to us? We have a ministry we call Daily Encouragement Net. And this is the podcast for Tuesday, May 6, 2008. Again, the title, The Fruit of Deception. And the rather obscure scripture text, but powerful in meaning, is Hosea 10, verse 13.
But you have planted wickedness. You have reaped evil. You have eaten the fruit of deception.
Effie Smith was a capable lawyer with a quick wit. Once he cross-examined a young man who was claiming damages for an arm injury caused by the negligence of a bus driver.
Will you please show us how high you can lift your arm now as a result of the accident? Asked Smith. The young man slowly raised his arm to shoulder level, his face distorted with pain. Thank you, said Smith. And now, could you show us how high you could lift it before the accident? The young man eagerly shot his arm up above his head. He lost the case.
Well, if you go to our site today, we have a picture of a beautiful peacock that was sent to me just several weeks ago by a friend from Arizona. We had actually shared a photo of our neighbor's peacock, and this friend apparently thought we would find it interesting, and we did, Tom, if you're listening. And he made a note that I thought was kind of interesting as he shared the picture of the peacock. He said, from everything I could find, it's a real photo. Well, I know what he means. New photo and video techniques can doctor photos and videos in astoundingly realistic ways. A satire on a political figure can be so realistic. Some can mimic voices that sound so authentic that the ear cannot tell the difference. I noticed today's scripture text several weeks ago when I shared a message from the verse preceding it. That verse is in Hosea 10, verse 12, states, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you.
This verse is immediately followed with the daily text and seems to present a contrast. I repeat that verse again. But you have planted wickedness. You have reaped evil. You have eaten the fruit of deception. Well, Stephen, as he studied this, was really intrigued by its timely message, and at the time knew it was something that he would write on, and we shared this together. This passage concerns the northern kingdom just prior to its destruction by the Assyrians, about 2,700 years ago.
Notice the Hebrew parallelism in these two verses. God's will is that his children sow for themselves righteousness.
But instead, they planted or sowed wickedness.
God's will is that his children reap the fruit of unfailing love.
But instead, they reaped evil.
But it's the final phrase that particularly grips my attention. It did at the time and is the basis of today's message title. It states, you have eaten the fruit of deception. Deception is misrepresentation and misleading falsehood, and it abounds like never before. I firmly believe deception will increase as mankind continues to shrug off God's commands. One of the final warnings from Jesus to his disciples was, let no one deceive you.
Paul has a solemn warning concerning deception in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. I have quoted from this passage many, many times and found God's direction as I share this verse with you. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
Today, we need to be on our guard against the many forms of deception that we encounter, particularly spiritual deception that can lead us astray. I believe this requires several disciplines. First of all, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Secondly, a firm and growing knowledge of the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make us wise unto salvation.
Thirdly, a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit.
Fourthly, a solid foundational knowledge in church history and theology, which is really, of course, just the study of God.
And there's an accountability to others in the body of Christ, particularly our elders.
And lastly, a discerning wariness, be careful of the, quote, new, end quote.
Well, this message is ending in a strange way, and we actually have both written some footnotes today, and we wrote them separately, but it's amazing how similar our thoughts are. But at this point, I'm going to have Brooksine just share the prayer that she's written for today.
Let's pray together. Father, I pray that you will help me to sow for my self-righteousness, so that I will reap the fruit of your unfailing love. Break up the unplowed ground of my heart that is stony and hard, so that I acknowledge my sins, receive your forgiveness, and look to you for guidance. I want to seek you so that you shower your blessings upon me.
And Lord, we pray that you will protect us and all of our podcast listeners from the many deceptions that we encounter. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, this is the message that we prepared for Tuesday, May 6th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. That's daily encouragement, all run together like one word, .net. We have several photos up on the site today, including the photo I mentioned of the just stunning peacock. That I think is a real photo too, but I understand what Tom meant. At times you can see something that looks so real, and it's just because it's been doctored. We also have some other illustrations up, some photos, some experiences, some friends we had stopped by yesterday. We welcome you to take a look at. Also have several suggested songs that we feel go with the message today. One of them is the great Casting Crowns song many of you are familiar with, called The Voice of Truth. And may God help us all to listen and obey the voice of truth.